This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. The Colorado River Basin is running dangerously low on water, and a new class of industrial consumer is lining up to drink what remains. Snowpack across the upper Colorado River Basin ranged between 40% and 90% of normal as of March 1, according to Western Water, with satellite observations showing snow-covered area at roughly 40% of typical early March coverage, the lowest since satellite measurements began in 2001. The Colorado Sun reported that Colorado's statewide snowpack is the lowest since 1987, following the warmest December in more than 130 years of records. Denver Water, which draws 90% of its supply from mountain snowpack, reported levels near its diversion tunnels at just 55% and 42%. Into this parched landscape, technology companies are building some of the most water-intensive infrastructure on the planet. Artificial intelligence data centers, which require enormous quantities of water for cooling and equally enormous quantities of electricity to operate, have concentrated heavily in the basin's desert cities. According to a Stanford University investigation published through its And the West project, nearly 60 data centers now operate in the Phoenix metropolitan area alone, drawing approximately 177 million gallons of water per day and 1.5 gigawatts of electrical power. Maricopa County has become the second largest data center market in the nation, trailing only Northern Virginia. A century-old problem meets a 21st-century industry. The Colorado River has never had enough water to satisfy every claim on it. 70% of the river's water goes to agricultural irrigation, a figure that has held steady for decades and that sustains food production across seven states. Agricultural advocate Trent Luce, a sixth-generation Nebraska rancher and host of the Luce Tales Daily Radio Show, told the Kim Monson Show that the collision between data center growth and agricultural water needs is no accident of geography. Luce described the basin as a region that has never been a great place for water, warning that the industry is building something that requires a tremendous amount of energy, and it requires a tremendous amount of water in the wrong place. Luce estimated that 40% of current artificial intelligence data center computing takes place within the Colorado River Basin, a figure that could not be independently verified at that specific percentage, but is directionally supported by the documented concentration of facilities in Phoenix, Las Vegas, and the broader desert Southwest. He described 24 hyperscale data centers operating in the basin alongside 3079 smaller facilities. Those counts are his own and have not been independently confirmed, though the scale is consistent with industry reporting on the region's rapid growth. The independently verified numbers are striking on their own. National data center water consumption tripled from 5.6 billion gallons in 2004 to 17.4 billion gallons in 2023, with 84% of that water consumed by hyperscale facilities, according to the Stanford investigation. An estimated two-thirds of data centers built or in development since 2022 are located in water-stressed areas, according to International Energy Agency tracking of global data center siting trends. Data centers consumed 4.4% of the nation's electricity in 2022, a share projected to reach 6.7% to 12% by 2028. Water for servers, not for crops. The consequences for agriculture are already coming into focus. The Colorado Sun reported that total water use by data centers in five western states, including Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, and Utah, could reach 89,700 acre-feet by 2035 when combining on-site cooling demands with the water consumed by the power plants that supply them. For context, the federal government paid water users more than $28.6 million in 2024 for 110 conservation projects that saved 60,631 acre-feet across the basin. The projected data center water demand would erase those conservation gains and then some. A big concern that I have is that we're going to see more ag land buy up and buy and dry associated with data center growth, one water policy expert told the Colorado Sun. The Salt River Project, the Arizona utility, has 42 data center projects in its queue, totaling more than 10,255 megawatts of demand, according to the Stanford report. Luce contended that hyperscale data centers employ zero permanent local workers, though industry data suggests older facilities average 20 to 22 employees per center, far fewer than comparably sized industries, but not literally zero. Phoenix Deputy City Manager Alan Stevenson told the Stanford investigators that a data center takes a lot of land, but they don't provide enough jobs for the infrastructure investment. In Santa Clara, California, Planning Commission Chair Lance Salimi went further, calling data centers the tapeworms of the city. Expansion beyond the basin. The build-out is not confined to the desert Southwest. Luce described daily battles over proposed artificial intelligence data centers across the northern plains, telling The Kim Monson Show that there is a plan to put an artificial intelligence data center every 6 miles in North Dakota, a claim he acknowledged with evident surprise. That specific density could not be independently verified, though Applied Digital and other firms have announced billions of dollars in data center investments across North Dakota and South Dakota, confirming that the Northern Plains are a significant expansion frontier for the industry. The surveillance question. Luce went further than resource economics, arguing on the show that data center infrastructure is intertwined with surveillance capability. He pointed to the role of mini-cellular installations, signal boosters placed between main cell towers, in enabling facial recognition, biometric identification, and license plate reading systems. "This is what this artificial intelligence data center thing is about," Luce said, later adding, "controlling people, knowing every single thought that you have before you have it." That characterization reflects Luce's personal analysis and was not independently evaluated. But the underlying connection between data processing capacity and surveillance technology is well documented in the broader technology policy literature. The question of why so much computing infrastructure is being concentrated in a region already struggling with water scarcity has no single answer. What is clear from federal data, university research, and state-level reporting is that the scale of the build-out is enormous, the water and energy demands are real, and the primary sector that stands to lose water in the competition is agriculture, the very industry that feeds the 40 million people who depend on the Colorado River. And now, Kim's perspective. What we are witnessing in the Colorado River Basin is a textbook case of government and corporate power converging at the expense of the people who actually produce something essential. Farmers and ranchers have sustained communities in the arid West for generations, carefully managing a resource that was never abundant. Now technology giants are moving in, consuming staggering volumes of water and electricity while employing almost no one locally, and elected representatives are rolling out the red carpet instead of asking hard questions about who benefits. When the water runs out, it will not be the data center executives who suffer. It will be the families who grow the food this country needs. We should be asking why our government is facilitating the transfer of the West's most precious resource from food production to server farms that offer nothing to the communities they inhabit. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.